You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Another Thursday, another SME to showcase. I'm looking forward to this particular SME because this is the first 100% black-owned winery to exist in South Africa. And I have the privilege of speaking to the company's founder and CEO, Carmen Stevens. I'm talking about CS Wines based out in Stellenbosch. Good evening, Carmen. Thanks so much for taking the time. So 1994 comes around, we celebrate democracy, voting happens, and you decide I'm going into winery and I'm going into the winemaking business. How's the last 30 years been for you?
Firstly, thank you so much for the opportunity. The last 30 years has been, you know, amazing. A learning curve. It's a, you know, it's a sector that's unknown to our people. So quite a learning curve, but the rewards are huge.
Mm. Carmen, why did you decide to go this route? I mean, you could have gone a number of different routes, and why winemaking? And then after that, how do you then decide, okay, I want my own winery?
Why winemaking? To be honest with you, I discovered 8 years ago why I'm in wine. The real reason. I've always had a problem reading and writing. And when I was a young girl, about 11, my mother really struggled with me to help me. But she read Mills and Boons, which is, you know, that nice girly stories. And she would every night come home and say, let's try and read this, because schoolwork just didn't go through to me.
Mm.
And every night she would test me and make me look up words in the dictionary and what it meant. That's the first time that I heard about a chateau. A lot of these settings was with wine, and one in particular was about this girl in California who was busy blending wine. But this is now 2-3 years down the line, and I said to my mom, I'm going to be a winemaker one day. And I think, you know, she was just like a happy, I'm reading. What I discovered 8 years ago, and I think part of my success, is that I'm dyslexic.
Mm.
I never knew that. Somebody pointed it out to me. I was, oh my God, what is that? Googled it, and I was, oh my word, it has a name. Winemaking is very labor intensive. You work with your hands. And part of my success is because I work with my hands.
Mm.
How I got into doing my own company, my own brand, I got this amazing opportunity from a South African that started a wine company in the UK that sells wines online. He also started Virgin Wines with Richard Branson. And he reached out to me in 2010 and said, Carmen, read your story. Love what you are doing. How would you like to have your own brand? And I was like, I don't have money. And he said, we'll get the platform to raise the money for you if you're willing to put your name on the bottle. That's how I started.
That's a remarkable story. So fast forward now from 2011, when the business sort of came about, to now 2024. What does CS Wines offer?
We offer a range of different wine styles. My signature would probably be my Sauvignon Blanc in terms of whites, but I also have a Chenin Blanc, which is completely a different style, was fermented in concrete, has the expression of the soil where it comes from. And then on the red side, it starts off with this beautiful, beautiful, easy-drinking, well-balanced rosé. And then it goes into Merlot. We're one of the top 10 Merlots in the country. We got that award last year. Then we have a blend, which is Cab-based. It's probably the biggest blend in terms of structure. It is absolutely delicious. Its name is Nimrec. And then I just launched a new product, or new line. It's called Petrichor, and it is a Bordeaux style of wine. And it has a varietal in that was phased out of Bordeaux. And I found 1.8 hectares in South Africa, part of the blend. And then I have a wine called Carmenere, which is 100% varietal wine, which is called Carmenere. It's a Chilean varietal that's grown here, like I said earlier. And that's our offering. We are very premium, high quality, beautiful wines. It speaks of the terroir, it speaks of our passion for winemaking. And, you know, it's wines that you can really invest in, spend time with, have with food. Well-crafted wines. I always say my wines carry my fingerprint because I touch each and every bottle of it.
Carmen, not only is the business doing well, and on the winery side of it, you've actually received not one, not two, not three, but 30 awards in the space of one calendar year. Tell me about that. How did you get that done? What was that like? And as a winemaker, how proud does that make you?
You know, that for especially with my background, not coming from wine, to be able to achieve those awards and have different platforms saying the wines that you have put in this bottle, the wines that you've crafted from grape to a liquid, is of worth gold in terms of awards. That for me is amazing. It tells me that, you know, we know our soils, we understand the process in the cellar, it really speaks about our passion and dedication to put an ultra-premium product in a bottle for people to enjoy.
No one can dispute the quality that comes with that. And if they do, they just have a shelf of awards to take a look at that says otherwise. Carmen, the winery is based in Stellenbosch, but how do people get hold of you? How can people place orders if they're looking at placing orders? Do you have a website? How do people reach out to you?
So we do have a website, an online store. It's www.cswines.co.za. But we are also listed with Macro. We are listed with Norman Goodfellow's Liquor City. It's our new listings. I'm very proud of it because we worked very hard to get those listings. And yeah, I just wanted to say that each and every bottle that we sell, a percentage goes towards my NPO, which is called Carmen Stevens NPO. If you go onto my website, you can see about what we do. We work a lot in our community. We feed over 25,000 learners every school day. And yeah, I'm very proud of that we could plow back into our community and make a difference in the lives of so many children.
I was never going to let you go without discussing that NPO. I had a look at it on the site earlier and I saw something remarkable, almost 10 million meals served to date from that nonprofit organization. So you're definitely doing your bit to see if you can help the community around you. And I want to look at that NPO for a sec if we can, Carmen. Why would you then want to start something like that, understanding that the Stellenbosch region that you operate in is a very different kind of region from what you might find the NPO might be servicing? But at the same time, there are people that need the help of an NPO like yours.
So the reason I started it is my mother was a factory worker. So come Thursday night, we were very lucky to have a sandwich. So I always knew there is a need for food with our children. Stellenbosch is 15 minutes from most of the schools that we serve. Poverty has a different face today. Poverty doesn't look poor and poverty doesn't look hungry. Poverty, our children, if you see them, you cannot think these are children that don't have something to eat. That is why we're doing it. Because people look at our kids and they say, but they're well-dressed, well-looked-after. These kids cannot be hungry and they're starving. I'm a perfect example of that when I was a youngster.
And even through all of that, you didn't let your challenges define you. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from this conversation and just from the story that you've shared around how you built your business and why you built your business. From our side, I think we're privileged to be able to speak to entrepreneurs and business owners like yourselves that have a passion for what you do, but also understand that you're able to contribute more than just the wines to everybody. You're able to make a difference in people's lives. Those of you listening out there that want to go out and get your bottle or your case of CS Wines, at cswines.co.za, you can order by the case and they will ship the entire case to you anywhere in South Africa for free. They've got free delivery on that service. Otherwise, you can pop into a Norman Goodfellas, you can pop into a Liquor City, you can pop into a Macro, and the wines are available there for display. I think we'll leave it at that, Carmen. Thank you so much for the time and for giving us a bit of insight around your business. I'm definitely going to keep this on my radar for my next trip to Cape Town. That's Carmen Stevens, who's the founder and CEO of CS Wines, the first 100% black-owned winery in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.